That's where we usually find Patrick Dolan when we chat with him on Saturdays on Let's Get Legal. He's been on Your Money Matters, too. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm a little wet. Lacking across the loop, but like everybody else.
Yeah, like everyone else out there. You're an employment lawyer. You're the second half of the Conti and Dolan.
I am.
Of Karen Conti and Patrick Dolan
fame. Of the smaller biceps.
Yes. Karen definitely can beat all of us in an arm wrestling contest. So you're an employment lawyer. What does that mean?
It means I help folks with any work-related issues. Maybe they feel like they were discriminated against or retaliated against, or they just have questions about how to handle a situation at work. It's a compensation issue.
Like this past weekend, the woman that called in that has been not getting the commission she's been entitled to for like a year and a half after the company got bought out.
And I followed up with her. I'm talking to her tomorrow. So, that's, she obviously should have been paid. I don't know what the issue is there, but...
You'll look into it.
I will.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. So you got a unique opportunity to ask Patrick a question, something about work. The only rule is you cannot say the name of the company live on air. I'll have Drew and Colin remind our callers about that. But 312-981-7200 has a big rip of thunder. I don't know if you heard that, listeners.
The building moved a little bit.
Moving the building a bit. But if you have any questions about something that's happening at work, again, maybe you feel like you are being underpaid. Not like from a value standpoint, but hey, other colleagues at the same level of you, you're making a lot less money than them. Maybe someone younger than you is being given more opportunities. You feel like you're being pushed out. Are you getting a lot of calls about layoffs or anything now? Or is it still pretty steady?
No, I think it's about the normal rate. A lot of the restructuring questions, kind of one-offs, though. They're less large group in more small groups of folks affected by layoffs. So, but I did get a call recently about a layoff who's like, I don't understand that. They said my job was eliminated, and then I saw an advertisement for it. Literally my exact same job in Indeed.
Well, can they do that?
Well, sure they can, but if they say you're being laid off and they're hiring for your position, the question is, why are you being laid off? Is it age-related? In this case, I think it was. Mm. Maybe some sort of discrimination or retaliation. It was very surprising to him to learn that his job was being advertised when he was told his job was gone.
So, out of all the reasons people might call for a discrimination suit, of all the suspect classes or the classes, whether it's for sexual orientation or gender or race, religion, age, what's the most common call you get?
I would say age or gender, but then a lot of it's retaliation too. A lot of folks complaining about stuff and suddenly they're not a very good performer and, their job responsibilities change. Maybe they don't get a bonus and maybe they're ultimately fired. So I would say gender, then age, then retaliation.
The retaliation thing, I mean, if you're complaining a lot about how things are at work, they can't fire you because of that?
Well, you have to be complaining about something that's illegal. You can't be just complaining that you're...
Generally.
Generally, right. Generally.
If I'm always like, man, the vending machine doesn't work and I keep on raising heck about it and I'm so annoying to everyone else, they can fire me for that.
Yeah, and a lot of the complaints that I hear about bosses, they're doing a really bad job, with regard to helping someone with their job or their responsibilities or this and that. And you're like, I don't get it. My boss is so bad at his or her job. That's not illegal. And then when you complain about the boss because you think they're doing a really bad job and then you get terminated, that's retaliation, but probably not illegal. So I have to kind of ferret that out and figure out whether they're, whether they're retaliated against illegally or not.
312-332-7800 is how we can reach you. Patrick, I want to kind of chat through something we chatted on Let's Get Legal with over the weekend about the AT&T CAO's now infamous response to a company survey of how are we doing. A lot of people answered it. They didn't seem too happy in their responses. And the AT&T boss, instead of admitting, here's five things we're going to change, instead kind of slapped everyone down and said, what are y'all thinking? And it's an interesting, there's a lot there. We'll get into it though. 312-981-7200 is our phone number if you got any questions for Patrick Dolan. Got one more segment left on this show. Patrick Dolan, employment lawyer. You can reach us at 312-981-7200. The AT&T CEO, John Stankey, wrote a 2,500-word memo to managers in early August, not to the whole company, but to the managers, and it ruffled a lot of feathers across the entire workplace because he essentially is trying to communicate that the familial loyalty of companies, and especially AT&T, is a myth, essentially. I'm going to give you a desk to work at. I'm going to give you the salary and the expectations for how you earn and keep that salary, and you're going to work that way. And don't expect guaranteed raises or don't expect guaranteed promotions just because you've worked here a long time. It is seen as a blow to the, some people consider it a myth, but the contract, in quotes, that people, employees think that they have with their companies. Did I sum that up okay?
Yeah, I think you did. And I think it's interesting that that was, that memo was put out by the CEO as a result of an employee survey about what, you know, what we need to do better in the workplace. And then this is what they got back. You know, it's interesting, the loyalty question. I don't think people, most people don't, you know, assume that they're going to have a job for life no matter what they do. But I do think people expect that the company will treat them fairly, and if they're doing a good job, won't summarily terminate them as a result of some layoff or restructuring or whatever, without putting forth some sort of effort to keep them in that position or another position.
So you think most people think that if I show up, I do a good job, I work hard, and I show loyalty to this company, most people expect it back?
I think they do, but that doesn't mean a job for life. We don't, you know, I don't, I think people understand that that's not really, you know, the thing anymore. That's not expected. But here's my problem with this, John, because I see it every day when I talk to people who have been laid off. They're usually blindsided. They're usually, you know, there for 2, 3, 5, 10 years doing a very good job. And then suddenly they're told that their job has been eliminated, or they have a new boss come in and they're like, we don't like you anymore. And we don't care that you've done a great job for 10 years. You're going to lose your job. And I understand that's a company's prerogative. But if you're going to treat folks that way, then let's talk about what the separation pay package should be. If you're going to summarily fire them, then maybe give them some separation money to make it to their next job. As, you know, a lot of companies provide minimal separation packages, if any, and I am trying to negotiate a better deal just so they can bridge their way to the next job and keep their benefits. COBRA's super expensive. And you know, that people are very, very stressed out when they suddenly lose their job. So when I see a memo like this, first of all, I think it's tone deaf in terms of its timing. But I also see, okay, if the company has no loyalty to the employee and they can do whatever they want, at least help them out if you're going to summarily terminate them.
You think that's part of a social contract companies
are
obligated to?
I think so, yes. And a lot of it is, in fact, contractual in terms of separation pay. Now, John, you and I have talked about the fact that you're not due any separation pay under law unless it's by a contract or something like that, right? There's no obligation.
But you think they should?
I think they absolutely should. And so, you know, it's expectations. You're managing expectations. And I think if someone works hard for years and years and years and does a good job and is not told that they're doing a bad job, and then suddenly as a result of nothing they have done wrong, they're suddenly terminated and given 2 weeks separation pay and no help with COBRA, that's a broken system to me. That doesn't work.
You and I kind of hashed this out at Let's Get Legal, and I've had time to think about it. Quite boldly told the listeners.
Got a little feedback.
I did get a little feedback. I boldly told the listeners on Saturday, hey, I mean, there is no loyalty between companies and employees. I think there's like personal relationship loyalty between maybe particular bosses who you have a strong relationship with, who do advocate for you and push you forward. But often those bosses are beholden to bosses and bosses and bosses, right?
Right.
So I think there is some loyalty within a company, perhaps. And maybe it's because I work in the industry I work in. But I am always assuming that at any moment, the guillotine could come down on my head and I could lose my job. I think I've navigated that and thought that my entire career. And I don't think that has been a detriment to think that way. I think that it has been a plus in my career. One, since I know the company can do that to me at any moment, I am not as beholden to maybe looking at other places, right? Why don't I always look over my left shoulder and see, oh, that's an interesting company over there. Ooh, that could be an interesting new role I take on. Ooh, let's see what job listings they have. Let's make sure my resume is updated. I'm not saying getting fired isn't one of the worst, most stressful things in the world, but I just feel like a mindset is a little bit more finely tuned if you are anticipating that as an opportunity to, or as an option, as something that could happen.
Good, practical, reasonable advice, John, to be prepared. And I think last time we had an HR person text us and say,
Same thing.
She said what you said, okay? That is now, I'm not saying be naive that you can't ever get fired. I'm just saying it's just the way it's handled oftentimes is not fair. And since I talk to people who are terminated every single day and see the effect on themselves and their families, single parent, et cetera,
of course.
And suddenly they have no job. And they're like, they're giving me 1 week of separation. I'll never find a job in 1 week. And, you know, I think we, so I don't want the people to be naive and they should be prepared. And what you're saying is totally reasonable. But I also think companies should take care of people better than they do if they're just going to kick them out.
I think I can agree with that. I think I came across a little crass on Saturday. And I mean, I don't think that's necessarily the best thing. I mean, I think that's what our capitalistic society has produced. I think capitalism is the best option out of all the rest of them, but it has some kind of nasty sides to it, but it kind of comes with the territory a little bit. Now, could there be a stronger social contract of companies doing a little bit better for separation pay, for easing things a little bit? Yeah, I do think so.
And it really is company specific. I mean, as we talked about, a lot of smaller, medium-sized companies do a great job with things like I'm talking about, but a number of larger companies absolutely do not. You know, folks are terminated individually or en masse, and just they're not supported on the way out. And that's what concerns me.
My company, says the 815, pays operations small amounts for referrals on different services, but it is often not paid as the department that runs the referrals program. Is that that's a confusing question. Do you know what he's saying there or no?
No.
All right, well, then I'll have to follow up with the text.